Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, about ready to get this one underway. It's the Bombers and the Hurricane of Jonesboro. And, well, the teams lined up wrong, didn't they? I wonder what that...
So we will not go west to east. We will go east to west.
Bombers will move left to right in this first quarter of action. And I have to wait for everybody to get lined up once again. Back deep for Jonesboro is Jerrion Green. He is the deep return man, stands at about the 15-yard line.
And he'll never see the football.
Nope. Here's Cardenas with the approach and a little pooch-style kick towards the 30-yard line on the far side. Fumble by the Hurricane, picked back up. The return at the 20, turns it upfield at the 25, and is tackled there. It was Brody Williams on the return for the Hurricane. So the Jonesboro Hurricane will start at about the 26-yard line with their first possession. They'll operate right to left. Black jerseys, white pants, white numerals. Bombers in the white road jerseys with the blue numerals, gold trim, and the blue pants this evening.
That was a really good job covering that kick by Xavier Ivory, number 22. He did a good job of maintaining inside contain. That looked a little dangerous for a couple of minutes because that was one that could easily been popped outside for a big gainer.
Out of the shotgun is Cross Jumper, the outstanding quarterback for Jonesboro. He will hand it off on a sweep coming to the near side. George has it. He's into the secondary across the 40. Breaks a tackle at the 45. Carries a man with him inside the 50 down to the 48 of Mountain Home. A big run on first down.
That's definitely not what you want to see on the first snap of the ball game, especially when we had a chance to get him within 2 to 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, and he ran through an arm tackle. But that's that speed and size that they told us that he was going to feature.
A 25-yard pickup on first down, keeping it on the ground. Into Bomber territory. Here comes George again to the near side. He makes the first man miss. Second man, he drags with him a couple of yards, and he's got a first down run. He's going to pick up about 15 on first down. He's had back-to-back runs, and he's got 40 yards already.
Well, definitely one thing that we can tell from these first two plays. A, you can't arm tackle him. B, don't break down and wait for him to come and hit you. You've got to bring it to him. And two plays, he has the actual tackler, he has put a lick on them and rolled them on the ground.
Now there's the play went to the 33, but there's a flag back at about the 42-yard line. The officials are still discussing and figuring out what's going to happen here. It's a block below the waist against the defense. We had one of those called in Nettleton a few weeks ago, and I'd never seen that called against the defense.
Yeah, Brad, we're talking to some folks, and what they're really emphasizing on is double-team blocks. If you have a double-team block where you have two people engaging that person, and the one person engages high and then the other person comes low, they're going to throw that flag now every time.
So the penalty moves it down to the 18-yard line. Here's a run to the near side, and it is going to be a touchdown for the Hurricane. It's Demarius McDonald that comes in. George has the first two carries. McDonald finishes it off with an 18-yard run. It takes the Hurricane just four plays to cover 73 yards and get on the scoreboard.
And, Brad, if I'm not mistaken, that was the same play four times in a row.
Yeah.
It was just taking that little handoff, and they were setting an edge on the left side of the line, kicking the ends out and opening up a big hole. And so we're definitely going to have to make some defensive adjustments when we get back on the sideline and are able to look at that a little better.
Extra point is missed to the right side. So 11-18 left in the opening quarter. We're 42 seconds in, and Jonesboro leads at 6-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Kickoff taken by Mountain Homes. Brody Patterson calls for the fair catch and makes it at the 22-yard line as Jonesboro also tries to pooch kick it. So the Bombers will start at the 22. A four-play, 73-yard drive for the Hurricane, and Sunday doesn't get much easier than just turning the handy to running back and let him do the work.
No, it sure doesn't. Whenever you get out there like that and you get caught in something and you can't make an adjustment, they just looked like they wanted to try and take advantage of that snap after snap until we can adjust.
So we see the Bomber offense for the first time tonight. And they'll come out of the double wing as they – as expected, the success they had against Nettleton with this 2 weeks ago. The toss goes to McKay, and McKay is into the secondary at the left sideline. One man pulls him down from behind at the 50, but four flags come flying in, and this is going to be a horse collar tackle. The ball goes to the 50. It's going to move down to the 35 with the tackle.
If that's not a horse collar tackle, I don't know what is. He was one step away from taking that to the house. And that's one of the things that Coach Maddox talked to us about. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, when they went into that game with basically three plays. Now they've doubled that. They actually have eight plays in. Coach Maddox, there's a couple he's not quite sure if he's ready to use them in a game. And, you know, that's going to make a big difference. And we also do have a little bit of a lineup change and something we haven't talked about yet. Gage Hershberger can't go tonight. He was a game-time scratch. And so Will Gross, who's playing in his first varsity football – or second varsity game – first varsity start is in there at the left halfback.
Hershberger has a neck injury. He's the leading rusher for Mountain Home on the season with 242 yards. Second leading rusher. McKay has 267. Hershberger has 242. A couple of touchdowns. A big blow to that offense. And hopefully he'll be ready to go next week against Pine Bluff.
Well, Will's an outstanding athlete.
He is.
He just hasn't played since junior high. He's concentrating on baseball. He's a D1 baseball commit right here at Arkansas State in Jonesboro.
So first down, Mountain Home at the 35 of Jonesboro. The toss comes to the near side. And boy, well played. Gross gets the handoff, and there's nothing there. He's going to lose a yard on the play.
Number 73 just kind of burst there and was waiting for him for Jonesboro, ready to make a play. And if you don't get that push at the initial line of scrimmage, you know, that's where this can blow up on you. Looks like that was Daniel Milton on the tackle.
He's one of the outside linebackers. They move up along the line to give a four-man front look. Actually, it's a five-man front right now for Jonesboro. Second and 11.
What we'll need to watch here is number 10, this corner here on the right side, and watch if he starts walking in. It's one of the new plays that we have put in is a pass play to help deal with that kind of situation when they look more to a six- or seven-man front.
It's a five-man front right now. The fullback gets a handoff this time going straight ahead, and positive yardage to pick up of about five on the carry that time for Mountain Home, and that's Gross that had the check it. It was
Bojay,
yeah, that was in the game who had the carry that time.
That was really tough running on his part because, again, we had penetration. I think that what you have here is a defense that now knows that you're going to run this offense, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for it just as well. But we're seeing what we ran. We haven't seen what we've added.
Right.
So we might see that here, and I think right now you're probably in two-down territory.
Third down and about seven here for Mountain Home. A misdirection play goes to McKay. Boy, he gets hit hard, upended, and he's going to lose a yard on the play, actually about a half yard. And he's going to bring up fourth and about seven here for Mountain Home.
And that was number 49, who's not listed on our two deep depth chart. He came in and Bryce went a little high, and they just picked him up off the ground.
Ozzie Allen on the tackle. Wow.
Yeah, that was some gang tackling right there. You can tell that we're not catching them off guard. We're not moving them off the ball like we did with Nettleton. You know, these are more athletic linemen than what Nettleton had.
Fourth and seven for Mountain Home. They've got to get just about to the 25-yard line to move the chains. From the 32, the toss sweep. Mountain Home wants to throw a pass. Looking to throw the ball was Gross. Now he has to tuck it and run. Nothing was there. Well played by the Jonesboro defense. Mountain Home goes to a gadget play. It doesn't work. And the Hurricane will take over on downs.
That was great defensive prepared by Jonesboro. They had two guys running deep with Bryce McKay, so you cannot throw that football. I mean, you could have thrown it short or out of bounds or something like that, but Gross decided he was wanted to try and pull it down and see if he could get anything out of it. You know, sometimes the defense just makes a good play no matter what idea you come up
with. Yep. I like the call, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it. So the Hurricane takes back over on offense, ahead 6-0 right now. They're going to keep it on the ground. McDonald has it. McDonald slashing the defense, much like George did on the first possession, and McDonald's going to pick up about 8 to the 42-yard line.
That's just a simple little run around the right end there. They're getting a kick-out block on this end, and then they're pushing down on the tackle and running that play right up there.
Backfield, the pass complete in the flat to the left side. A great block by the wide receiver. I was watching the end of the play, the receiver that time. Harold did a great job. He knocked his man down, then went over and just sat on top of him.
We had Bryce McKay and Lawson Stoffen come over to make that tackle to keep that from being an even bigger play. You know, they're just so versatile, Jonesboro's offense. I mean, because they're not going to do just one thing. They're going to do things here with jumper's arm. I expect the deep shot to be coming in the next two or three plays.
10-yard pickup to the 48 of Mountain Home. A fresh set of downs for the Hurricane. They'll keep it on the ground again with a sweep to the right side. And they've already got their third running back of the night in there. That's Charlie Long who gets the carry. And he's going to pick up about 4 on the play to the 44.
Xavier Ivory on the tackle. And what we did there, we held that end. We were able to force him back in. Then we got some pursuit come in from the interior lineman that helped make that tackle. We just got to keep him from getting 5 yards deep before we do it.
Ivory getting his first start of the season tonight at that defensive end position. Once again, the carry is by Long and well played by Mountain Home. That's going to be a gain of about 1 to the 43.
Stockton and Gage Lindsay in on that tackle. Of course, Gage had that big fourth down stop 2 weeks ago at Nettleton.
Third and about 5 here for the Hurricane at the Mountain Home 43-yard line. Jonesboro with 3 receivers and the tight end. Connor Clark plays that tight end / H-back position for the Hurricane. Big kid. UCA's looking at him.
And I can see why.
Yes, he is.
A good-looking athlete.
He is. 3rd and 5 here for Jonesboro. And play action. They want a pass. Jumper across the middle. He's popped. The pass is complete to the 30. But I tell you what, cross jumper got popped to the mouth right there, and he'll remember that next time he drops back to pass.
Trace Rick and Austin Lance on the pressure. Good defensive coverage.
Oh, it's coming back. There's a holding penalty.
Hey, I'll take that.
The pass completed to the 25, but bring it back.
The one thing that actually I think that was the deep shot, and we had it covered, and so he pulled it back down to a secondary receiving target. But I'm just glad they called a hold on him.
Ooh, you bet.
You don't always get very many calls in Jonesboro.
No. Now he's moving where the a foul occurred because the yardage is marked off from the spot of the foul. So it goes back to the 43-yard line. So he was at the 47 of Mountain Home. So it's 3rd and about 19 here for the Hurricane.
One-on-one coverage on the outside, Brad. Fake to the fullback.
Jumper to pass, and he is being chased from behind. Floats it right side. It's incomplete. 4th and 19 coming up.
Pass intended for number 13, Dawson Wagner, is incomplete.
6:37 left in this opening quarter. Jonesboro leads it 6-0. The Hurricanes scored on their first possession. Took just 42 seconds to get on the scoreboard.
Brad, that's a pretty good defensive stand.
That is.
You know, he made him check it down here to a secondary receiver that was just standing out on the sideline, and he just kind of more or less tossed it away.
Barre is into punt now for the Hurricane on 4th and 19 from their own 43-yard line. It's a fake. They snap it to the up back. Well played by the Bomber defense. They're going to tackle him at the 43-yard line. Bogey leads the way for the defense, and the Bombers don't fall for the fake punt. And Mountain Home has great field position. Why would you fake punt on 4th and 19 at your own 43?
Probably because you're a little overconfident and you think you can push them around. You've been doing it. It wasn't just Boje. I mean, that was a effort. Dawson Tabor was in there.
Yes.
He got a first lick on him. Trace Rick helped clean it up. Austin Lance. So, still, this is way different than what we saw the first 2 weeks. I wouldn't call it apathetic, but it was just in those first two games. But this is confidence. This is, okay, you're going to run it. You're going to run it at me. And guess what? I'm going to come and tackle you instead of letting you run for 20 yards first down.
So the Bomber offense out there for the second time had a big 28-yard run on their first play and then stalled out. Let's see if they can get a drive put together here on their second possession. The handoff straight ahead. Boy, there's not much there. A gain of it's going to be a generous 2-yard spot on the handoff to Bashir straight ahead.
You can say there wasn't much there for gain, but number 42, he just took a lick from our offensive line. That was more of like the wedge play, where you just followed those three interior linemen right up the middle, and they did a great job. Aiden Ritchie, you know, we didn't talk enough about last game with him being back means to this ball club. He can do a lot of things by himself, and so that was a tremendous effort, and number 42 is going to think twice before he sticks his face in there again.
That's Flanagan, the defensive tackle. So second and 8 here for Mountain Home. Misdirection play is Gross gets the handoff coming to the near side. He's going to be stacked up after about a 2-yard gain to the 39. So third and about 6 coming up.
Time to break out that counter play, you know, because you've been going right at them, and so you hopefully have lulled them into a false sense of security, come back with the counter. This time we weren't as successful as we were with it against Nettleton, but, you know, you don't stop running it. That's
right.
What you do to help keep the defense honest.
Third down and about 6 here for Mountain Home at the 39 of Jonesboro. 5:18 left in this opening quarter. Jonesboro leads it 6-0. Boje brings the play in from the sideline. He'll be in at that fullback position.
Watch Pausch releasing up the middle here.
Third and 6. And the handoff straight ahead. And not a whole lot there for Boje. He's going to get a yard, maybe a yard and a half. So fourth down coming up for Mountain Home.
And, Brad, that so far in this game, the big difference of what we're seeing is those plays were netting 3-plus against Nettleton. And Jonesboro's doing a great job at holding them 1 and 2, and it's putting you behind the chains. So now you're in fourth and a very long 4 that you've got to try and make, but you can't kick it. And so you've got to try and, you know, this distance would be, what, 59 yards?
Yeah.
So you got to try and run a play and see if you can get this yardage here. You're too close to punt.
Fourth and 4 for the Mountain Home offense. Can they convert? The toss goes to McKay. McKay trying to bounce it out, cuts it in, and he's got the first down. He needed 4, and he gets 5. He takes it to the 32-yard line, and a first down for Mountain Home.
You know, that is one of the new wrinkles that Coach Maddox, he told us what it was. You know, we don't talk about everything that Coach Maddox tells us, but that was one of the plays they felt like they were missing against Nettleton, if we'd had that little toss sweep in there,
right,
because when they were walking too many men in, we were still getting caught inside. So it's really good to see us run that and have success with it, because we're going to need that more and more as you see the defense suck into the middle and come down to 6 or 7 linemen. I think it's a this is still a 5-man front, but these linebackers are within 3 yards of the ball.
Yes, you basically got 8 in the box. Lindsey's in the ball game at the fullback position. He gets the handoff, and he's going to try to bounce it outside. He picks up a yard to the 31, and he was stacked up in the middle, tried to bounce it out, and he got caught from behind.
Just couldn't get his feet moving. You could see he saw an opening, and he was trying to make that adjustment. And, you know, being a young sophomore, just not quite there, you know. And the one thing that Gage Hershberger brings to the table is really quickness,
right,
and quick feet.
Right.
And so you kind of have to make that adjustment so that run that was netting you 3 to 5 yards may only get you 3 to 4 this week.
Second down and 9 now for Mountain Home at the 31 of Jonesboro. The toss sweep again goes to McKay, and McKay is going to get –
it's either
back
no
to
gain
the line of scrimmage,
a short loss.
Yeah. We'll call it no gain at the 31.
Jonesboro did a good job on that play. They got penetration on the sweep, and so we couldn't get past the line of scrimmage for him. You know, it's all about getting from Bryce an opening.
Right.
Once he sees an opening, he will accelerate, you know, better than most high school football players you'll see.
And we saw that first play when he went for 28. So third down for Mountain Home. Third and 9 here from the Jonesboro 31. 2:46 left in the opening quarter. 6-0 Jonesboro with the lead. And a pass play. Looking. Finally, Stockton's going to turn it to the right and look to run. Now he's going to throw it away. Good job by Stockton to throw that football away and avoid a sack.
Very smart. Jonesboro took away the receivers on that play. I think that's only like a two- or a three-man route. Every one of them was covered. You see Bryce McKay, they just knocked him into the ground.
Oh, good grief. They're going to throw a flag on that for intentional grounding.
How? He's outside the tackle box. The only way that's intentional grounding is if it doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
So it's going to bring a fourth down. It's a five-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, which was the 31, although he's marking it off from the 32.
That's not, he's not going to give him five. He gave him 10.
He marked off 10, didn't he?
You know, and that's contrary to everything that you hear on TV and everything that they coach a quarterback to do. Get outside that tackle box and throw that football away. And that's what he did.
Yeah. So now the Bombers looking at fourth and a bunch here, and they're going to have to bring the punt team on, it looks like. Dylan Pausch will be in to punt at the 42-yard line. They have to get to the 22, so fourth and 20 here for Mountain Home.
Does give us a good chance to force them back and pin them deep instead of giving them good field position and make them go a long way. I know that's one thing that Coach Maddox also talked about is making them snap it repeatedly to score.
Green and Bartels are back deep. Pausch gets the kick away, angles towards the right sideline. It's going to settle out of bounds, and we'll see where they mark it.
And if they don't put that inside the 10, then that's a very poor call.
I was watching Blake Pope. He got tangled up that time with Nate Light, who came in and tried to block the punt, and those two had a pretty good little battle right there that continued after the whistle.
And they marked that at the two, Brad.
At the two. Awesome.
You can't do any better than that. You know, that's what you look for in a punt. I actually thought that he might have gotten too much of that one because it turned over for him because even out of the rugby, he got a good spiral on it. Now you can put them, and they got to go 98 yards to score. You know, if they score in 15 plays, Coach Maddox will take that.
You bet. 2:19 left here in this opening quarter. Jonesboro leads at 6-0. Jumper stands about 4 yards deep in his end zone, awaiting the shotgun snap now. From the 2-yard line, motion comes to the near side as they work from the near hash. And Jumper is going to keep this one. He's going to be hit at the 4 and driven backwards. They'll spot him at the 5 before he's knocked backwards, and it's going to be second and about 7 coming up.
Good job by Stockton to come up and make that play and hold him to a gain of 3 yards. There, he looked like he had a seam for just a little bit, but he closed that gap and made the tackle.
So second and 7. We talked about Stockton, about a jumper rather in the pregame. Yeah, we know about his arm. We know he's going to Tennessee as a pitcher, but his legs are impressive as well. He's got some speed.
Interesting call here. The Bombers are in press coverage on these outside receivers, now dropping back to a 10-yard pad.
Handoff goes up the middle, and it's going to be near the 10-yard line, a pickup of about 5 for Long. He's the third running back that's been in the game for Jonesboro.
Linebackers really came down, though, and met him at the line of scrimmage. That looked like a delay handoff, looked like it had a chance to maybe cause some damage. But you saw Bojay and Lindsey come in and put a hit on him at the line, and then the rest of the guys helped clean it up.
Third and about 2 here for the Hurricane. George is back in at running back now for Jonesboro. Cross jumper waiting to take the snap. Wants to pass. Is complete at the 15-yard line. That's Bartels, the leading receiver, making the catch for the first down. Now to the 20, Bartels. That's his 13th catch on the night. He has a couple of touchdowns on the year as well.
A little 5-yard route there, a little stop pattern turn and look for the football. You know, we used to call that a button hook when I was a kid.
Yeah, terminology has changed a bit since you and I played.
It sure has.
Here's another quick out to the left side, and well played by the Bombers. Even though a man was in the middle of blocking him, Logan Walker's able to get a hand on the receiver, trip him up, and it's a short game.
Yeah, they kind of showed what was coming there. That was a trip set to the right or to the left of their offense, and that was just your basic bubble screen. Did a good job of fighting through the block, getting that first hand on there, and then cleaning up the play.
Second and 7 now for the Hurricane from their own 23-yard line. Clark, the big tight end, was the man that caught that last pass, and he goes to the sideline now. He's hobbled. Big pass, big hands that time of Dawson Tabor, able to knock that pass down. It's incomplete.
That's a great job of awareness. If you can't get to the quarterback, they tell you as a defensive lineman, get your hands in the air. He did that, got a piece of that pass, and now they're back in and facing a third down and long.
They gained about a half yard from where they snapped it last time to where the ball is now. Third and officially seven, although this about six is as far as they have to go. Big third down play for this Bomber defense. Four-man front for the Bombers. Jumper talking to his running back now as they get the play called. Here's the snap. Jumper, three-step drop. Looks right. Fires right. It's intercepted by Tina Bashirs at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Mountain Home! Bashirs gets his second defensive touchdown of the year. If you remember, against Sheridan, he ripped the ball from the running back's hands, took it for the score, picks this one off. He goes 29 yards for the pick six.
Outstanding defensive play. It was kind of interesting because I thought we were in man coverage at first, and then Bashir's let that receiver go, and he covered the flat. So it was obviously a zone that we were in. Jumper wasn't expecting that. I don't think that he ever looked at him. He just flung the football, and Bashir's got really good hands. Former receiver hauls it in and takes it to the house.
Dawson Tabor will kick the extra point. We had one missed 2 weeks ago, and so Tabor's going to kick the extra point here and try to give the Bombers the lead. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And Mountain Home has the lead. 5 seconds left in the opening quarter. 7-6, Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers have the lead in the stunned Jonesboro sideline right now. For Cross Jumper, something we talked about in the pregame, Sonny, is the fact that he has thrown three interceptions. That's his fourth pick in four games.
Yeah, that can't be something that Coach Coleman's very happy about. It's just, I mean, you're talking about the Jonesboro crowd being stunned when this gets posted on the internet and some things like that around the state. And then after one quarter, it's Mountain Home 7-6. I think the state may be stunned.
Here's a deep kickoff, and it's going to be taken at the 10-yard line by one of the up backs. And the return out across the 25 of about the 27-yard line by Brody Williams. And that will end the first quarter. Mountain Home has the lead at the end of the first 12 minutes, 7-6. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.